we had a chance to look at the Braisa that appears near the beginning of the Chanukah Sugis. The Chanukah Sugis begin Chaf Alef Amun Alef, the very beginning of the second paragraph of Shabbos, they run all the way to Daf Chaf Dalet. So near the beginning, after the first couple of discussions of Hilchas Chanukah, of Hilchas Ner Chanukah, the Gemara takes a step back in the bottom of Chaf Alef Amun Beis and wants to know, my Chanukah, what's the story that lies behind these dinim? So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Gemara quotes a quote from the very ancient Braisa, Megillas Tanis. It takes us through the story of Chanukah, whether we discuss in a different context. The Megillas Tanis has a focus on the Nes Hashemen, because Megillas Tanis is Mikdash centered, as opposed to Alanisim, which is about Hodah, and the focus is on the Nes Hamukhama. But when we discuss the Sugya, our focus was primarily on the halachic aspects of the story, not so much the agadic Hashmata. That my Chanukah leaves out the Nes Hamulchama, but the halachic Hashmata, but the gap in Al Pidin at the end, it talks about Kivon Vasom Yom Tov Bahal Voda. That the Lashon Acheres, they established the Yontif of Chanukah, not a full Yontif in the sense of Yisra Malacha, but Yontif with respect to Halal the Voda. And the question is, well, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Halal means Halal, and Hodah is a reference to the Brach of Hodah, the Brach of Modim. The fact that we have an enhanced Modim over the course of Chanukah, it add Al Hanisim. And the glaring Hashmata is that Ner Chanukah does not appear at all in the price of my Chanukah. It begins with the halachas of Simcha b'shev al tasa, b'lal l'misbeid, b'lal l'sana, and ends with halal and alanisim, but where is Ner Chanukah? The Rambam does appear to, the Rambam, well, we'll get back to the Rambam. Let's talk about the Rambam now. In Chazri maybe it'd be simpler. The Rambam seems to disagree with Rashi in terms of how you translate the word Hodah. That we saw. If you read the Rambam carefully, he's clearly the first three halachas of Paragimel of Hanukkah. He's clearly, especially halachas Beis and Gimel, Paragimel. Rambam is clearly working his way through the Brisa of Hanukkah, telling the story, then telling the dinim. The language is so similar. Shemonos Yamim, that's Tchilas Nebechafei Kislev. And when he gets up to the Bahal Vahodah, he says Halel and Ner Chanukah. And he's explicit. The Chachme Osa Hadar Masakein Ner Chanukah. And it's clear that that's how he's understanding it in the Brisa. As a matter of fact, we saw also, looking more broadly, the Rambam has two prakim of Hilchas Chanukah, Paragimel and Paragdal. The first two prakim are Hilchas Megillah. Chanukah is two prakim, Paragimel and Paragdal, Hilchas Megillah, the Chanukah. Paragimel is dedicated beyond Halacha Gimel to Halo. Paragdal is dedicated to Ner Chanukah. So it's very consistent. Kavam Asan Yom Tov Bahal Vahodah, the Rambam says Halo and Ner Chanukah. The problem, though, is that Rashi does not translate it that way. Rashi is very explicit. The Hodah means Ner Chanukah. So the Hodah, excuse me, Rashi is explicit, unlike the Rambam. Rashi is explicit that Hodah means Alanisim, which is the simpler translation of the word Hodah. It's a chiddush. Rav Chaim Friedlander and Sif Chaim discusses. It's a chiddush to say that Ner Chanukah we refer to as a thank you. Even the Rambam does at the end of Perek Dal also, Perek Dal Achiyud Beis, he stresses that Ner Chanukah is not only for Pursumei Nisa, it's also for Hodah. The output of the outcome of Pursumei Nisa is not just to notice, but then to say thank you. Good. But how about Rashi? How about Rashi? So Hodah, the easy way to translate Hodah is Alanisim, but then what do you do with the missing Ner Chanukah? So we develop is what Rav Zhalti suggests, and Rav Shechter added several more pieces to this. Rav Zhalti suggests in Mishnas Yavetz on Moedim and Archaim is that it may well be that the reason why Ner Chanukah does not appear in the Braisa is because Ner Chanukah did not initially exist. That Braisa is Megillas Tanis. That Braisa goes back to the period of the Bayesheni. The whole Megillas Tanis was from the time of the Bayesheni. and the Brisa is describing, here's what the Chachamim were Masakin when they were initially Masakin Chanukah. So Rav Zalti suggests that according to Rashi, Ner Chanukah does not appear because the original Takan of Ner Chanukah did not include Ner Chanukah. It was originally just Hallel, Hallel Nisim, and Isser Hespen, Isser Tainis. Why would that be so? Can we prove that, and why would that be so? So both a demonstration that factually there was no Ner Chanukah and an explanation are both to be found in the Baal Hamar. The Baal Hamar had a kasha, the Baal Hamar and the bottom of the rift, so he was bothered by what appears to be two sugyas that don't really seem to talk to each other. On Daf Chafalf, and then again Daf Chavez, the Gemara raises the issue of using, whether or not you're allowed to use the live, the Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara discussed it twice in the course of two blot. They don't seem to connect each other. The Gemara doesn't connect one to the other. And they also seem to be different presentations. On Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara is a machlokas. Gemara machlokas, whether asal ishtamish la'ora or mutal ishtamish la'ora. May you or may you not use the Ar HaNer of the Chanukah. And the Gemara related that to the machlokas over whether you're allowed to use grade B wicks and oils for Ner Chanukah and Shabbos Chanukah. You're not allowed to use those grade B wicks and oils for Ner Shabbos because we're worried that you rely on the light of the Ner Shabbos, and if it starts to flicker, we're worried you may inadvertently begin to fix it, and that would be a malacha. The question is, does that concern apply to Ner Chanukah as well on Friday night? The Gemara says, well, it depends whether Mutal Shtamash Law or Asal Shtamash Law. If you lie to use a light, so then you're going to be relying on it, and you may poke around. So if Mutal Shtamash Law, then we would demand high-quality wicks and oils. But if you're not allowed to use it anyways, Asal Shtamash Law, so then there's no concern of the grade B wicks and oils. That's the sugya on Daf Chafalf. Dam of Amin Alf going on top of Amin Beis. Then Daf Chavez, so the Gemara leaves that as Machlokas. Machlokas. Yes, no, Machlokas. Daf Chabez, the Gemara is very vociferous. You're not allowed to count money l'ar haner. A little back and forth, but it says, no, absolutely not allowed to count money l'ar haner. And the Gemara also said, not so open to being Machlokas. And the Gemara also there gives an explanation. You know why? It was a long discussion. We learned from Kisi Adam that a Jew has to not only do mitzvahs, but do mitzvahs derech cover. And the Gemara had a hekesh. You had a hekesh, v'shafach v'chisa. The same pasuk describes both the act of shechita and the subsequent act of kisa adam. The two dinim appear in the same pasuk. That's what we call a hekesh. They're banged together. They're put together side by side. They're juxtaposed. So that indicates that there are shared aspects of the two dinim. So what are the shared aspects? So the Gemara says, well, the kishem, you only use your hand for shechita. You can only use your hand for kisa adam. Obviously, you can't use your feet for shechita. It's not going to work. Kisa Adam, you could have used it physically, you could have kicked the soil over onto the blood using your feet, but you're not allowed to. What's wrong? So that's the, because that what's wrong is that's a bizayin. That's the source for avoiding bizayin hamitzvah. So that's what Gemara says. Oh, and that's why you don't allow to count money, lara ner bizayin hamitzvah. So the Baal Mar says, I understand, before it was machlekes, now it's not machlekes, and before bizayin hamitzvah, the two things seem disconnected. It's about what the Baal Mar developed. Is that everyone agrees in Daf Chavez that to count money la'ar haner, that's a bizayin hamitzvah. To use it for a tashmish chol, nothing wrong with money, but nothing right. It's a neutral item. To use the ar of the ner mitzvah for a neutral item, so that's a bizayin to the mitzvah. He says, so that was the chol adayis. But the machlokas there on the previous blot, Daf Chaf Aleph, was also l'shtamash or mutzvah l'shtamash, or that's a question of using it for a tashmish mitzvah. Can I eat a Shabbos Suda L'Araner? Can I count Tzedakah my L'Araner? Can I learn from a Sefer L'Araner? That's not a design. Using it for another mitzvah is not a design. Aye. So why is there a machlekes? And a maestro we paskin also a shamash law. What's wrong if it's not a design mitzvah? Bob Mar says, the prohibition against using our Ner Chanukah for a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not a bizayon, but that's because it's Zecher LeMikdash. The Ner HaShevimikdash, the Ner HaMenorah, the Menorah HaShevimikdash, it was an issue of Me'ilah BeHekdash. So you couldn't use that for anything but its intended purpose, not even for another Dvar Mitzvah. I'm not allowed to take if I was Makdash an animal, I was Makdash a goat to be a carbon, so I cannot decide I'm late to Minyan If I walk, I'm going to come late, but I'll ride the goat to get to shul on time. So even though that's for a dvar mitzvah, it's still a violation of me'ilah. So as Balmor says, zeich l'mikdash. So even for a dvar mitzvah, it's forbidden. What do you mean zeich l'mikdash? Zeich l'mikdash. What do you mean zeich l'mikdash? Oh, the Balmor seems to be accessing, as the Gemara discussed at the beginning of the last parak Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh made several takanas la'achar churban bayisheni to remember the mikdash based on a pasuk. Tzion yidar she'ela. The Gemara says Miklal did by a drisha. David did complains that Jews aren't being dorish Tzion. How are supposed to be dorish? Supposed to keep Tzion in mind by replicating certain aspects of what went on based on mikdash. So that's why we have all over the world la'achar churban bayis yishek lulav on chol hamoed. Various things we do zeich la'mikdash. So the Baal Mor seems to understand that the hadlakas near Chanukah is also a zecher to the daily, to the nightly hadlaka of the menorah based on mikdash. So we make it a zecher 8 days a year. So, but Jolti points out, if it's a zecher mikdash, it means it only began lachar churban. It wasn't, in other words, for Sumin Issa alone, according to Baal Mor, wasn't enough cause to warrant create a new mitzvah. As it said, the Gemara in Megillah talks about. And for to be misaken the mitzvah, Mikra Megillah, there's a serious Baal Tosef discussion. You have to have a very strong cause to misaken a mitzvah. So apparently, the Baal Amor would hold that presuming Yisrael alone wasn't sufficient cause to warrant be misaken near Chanukah. That's why they weren't misaken it right away. But 100, 200 years later, Achon Chorban Bayis, now there were two reasons to have near Chanukah. Presuming Yisrael and Zeich l'mikdash. And we noted that there are probably nine nafka minas in this notion that it's a zeich l'mikdash. Number one is the Baal Amor, also the Shvayim Shlomer. Number two is the She'iltos, who said even after Chanukah is over, you're not allowed to use the oil for anything. You just have to destroy it. You can't use it for anything else, which seems to be in flagrant opposition to the Gemara at the beginning of this last paragraph of Megillah, Dav Chavav, the Tashmishay Mitzvah Nizrakin. So why is this different? The answer seems to be the Shilta's holds like the Baal Amor. Zeich l'mikdash, Shabbat Shabbahechal Taka, you can't use for anything else. Number three, he spoke of the Avnei Nezer, who had a chumrah to make sure that all the nairs are in the same kli. Why? Zeich l'mikdash, Miksha Achas. Number four, the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmelkes, who spoke about the need to have silos or shmanim. You have to have both wicks and fuel, as opposed to a Bunsen burner, which is pure fuel, and as opposed to an electric bulb, which is pure wick, and no discernible, tangible, separate fuel. Number five was the Ravid, he mentioned in passing. The Ratzagas HaRavid, in the Hilchas Brachas, Maramakim is on the Maram Kamashid, he suggests that the Nusach HaBracha, Al Lahadlaka versus Al Hadlakas, with a sugya upcoming in Pesachim Dav Zayin, see, things really, we shouldn't have said lahadlik. It wouldn't be appropriate to say lahadlik on Ner Chanukah, except that was the Nusach HaBrachim Beis HaMikdash, or similar Nusach HaBrachim Beis HaMikdash, and this is an extension of that. The Ramban, we mentioned Derech HaGada, Rabbi Begir Bahaloscha speaks about the Ner Chanukah, the Hadlakas HaMenorah was a Nechama for Aaron HaKohen, because they would have a Hemshech in Why luck is not more than anything else, more than Karvas HaKarbanos? Because the Karvas HaKarbanos was a holy mitzvah, but then it stopped. But luck is a menorah never stopped, because the Achon Chorban HaBayis had a continuation in the Chanukah. That's a very strong expression of it being a Zeicher LeMikdash, and a Hemshech in some way of the Ner Shebe Mikdash. He made reference to Rashi in Chavez Mudez, who says that Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The notion that hadlaka osa mitzvah, and similarly, I would suggest notion of kavsa ein zakukla, the notion that the nair goes out, so you don't have to relight it. That's shita. Well, how do you understand that? Wait, but it's all about presume nisa. So why do you care about the ma'isa hadlaka? And why is it okay if it went out? Went out, but it's all about the matzav. It's all about the totzav. It's presume nisa. It's all about the visual. That the wet a kavsa zakukla, you tried, it's garnished. So these all fit with if you say there's also a zeichel mikdash aspect. Then you understand, and finally, bring this back to Rashi about Hodah. The Rashi would say that's why they would, that's why Ner Chanukah does not appear in the original count. And as we noted, the Rambam explicitly disagrees with that point. He says explicitly, Chachmei Osa Hodah were Misaki Ner Chanukah, and as we suggested, because the Rambam and Rav Chaim Friedland and others point out Because the Rambam understands it does appear in the Brisa, because he is not understanding the word Hodah means, as I said before, means Ner Chanukah. And it should be noted, the Rambam seems to disagree with several, consistently, L'shitaso, with several of these points. He disagrees with the Baal Amar by how to understand Asa L'shitamash L'or. He flips it on its head. He says, Afilu, not allowed to even do Hartzos Mos Araner. It's not not that counting money is the worst because it's Tashmishkal, it's the best because it's really a Tashmishkal, it's a slight issue, and even that it's forbidden. So he's not working with the Baal Amar's thinking. The point of the Shiltas as well, the Rif explicitly, the Rambam seems to also reject the notion of Baal Amar. The Rif says, as soon as you pass the first half hour, you're allowed to either put the lights out, okay, or you're allowed to use it for whatever you want. Then mutter l'shtamash l'ora. Mutter l'shtamash l'ora at 9 o'clock at night on Hanukkah. That's diametrically opposed to the shiltos, which says you can't even use the leftover oil later after Hanukkah is over. So that's, again, consistent with the fact that the Rambam does not accept the Zeichum Nikta. Rambam understands that it's pure Persume Nisa, and that the Ner Chanukah was part of the original Takana of the Yantuf Chanukah, as opposed to Rash and the Baal Mar, Shiltus and so forth, who all seem to understand that Ner Chanukah is driven by twin engines. One time is Persume Nisa, and the other time is Zeichum Nikta. Shkoyach Chaver.